Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic
hits. Speaking of Damien Farley, by the way, I'm just looking at his box of records here. That's what they used to say years ago on radio, isn't it? There's one or two Christmas tunes in there. Because PJ and Jim, of course, thought they were playing the first Christmas song this morning, didn't they? But if you had been listening very late last night, you know, we did kind of hint at a few Christmas songs, didn't we? We kind of snuck a few in there, didn't we? We didn't play them all, so we didn't break the rule. Andy, bad news if you're listening. But PJ and Jim kicked off the ball this morning on Classic Hits for our roll into Christmas, where you're going to hear lots of Christmas songs. And the closer we get to Christmas, you'll hear a lot more of them. And there's one or two there in the box for Damien this afternoon. He's going to be playing them for you, because that is part of the tradition of Christmas, isn't it? Christmas music. Love it or hate it. You know, when you go into the supermarket and you hear chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Or every waiting room in the country will have Christmas music on, and then you'll eventually be sick of it. El Noddy Holder and, what's the one he sings? Here it is, Merry Christmas. So that's part of the tradition. The Late Night Toy Show is on tonight to kick off Christmas as well. That's part of the Christmas tradition. Pudding, going to see your relatives. Although, let's see what Neffet let us do. Going to see your relatives, all that kind of stuff. All part of the tradition. We want to know your Christmas traditions in your family. Forget about Neffet, forget about the government, just for the moment while we're talking about it, all right? We want to know what you would normally do at Christmas. What do you normally do every Christmas? I remember my Christmas morning up. Of course, Santa Claus brought the presents and we'd be all excited. And then my dad would make the breakfast and he'd bring us over to see my granny and aunties while my mother stayed at home to make the Christmas dinner. We'd get back about 2 o'clock with a bit of money in our pockets because our aunties all gave us 50 pence each. And then we'd get back and we'd have the Christmas dinner. Then my dad would get drunk. So what would happen on your Christmas? Imelda, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Imelda?
Fine, how's things with you?
Good. How are things with you? Are you in the Christmas spirit yet?
I am in the Christmas spirit totally.
Good.
All organised.
Yeah, I love Christmas. Have you got your tree up yet?
No. I'm just after moving house. I'm in the middle of moving everything from one house to another house.
Right, okay. So there's no tree gone up yet. So, no. Okay, so when's that going to happen, Imelda?
It's ready to be put up tonight.
What?
It's in a suitcase to be taken out and put up tonight.
Ah, would you get the Jesus thing up, for God's sake? It's nearly Christmas.
It's clearly Christmas, but when you're working long shifts, you have to work around your shift.
Ah, I know, I get you. All right, okay. So what were your traditions? Like, can you remember Christmas Day when you were young?
Yes, my mother was a nurse and my father was a carpenter, and all the single people around the area used to be invited out to our house on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day. So they have one or two Christmas dinners hot and we'd have a great laugh.
Yeah, I remember it well.
And I brought it along when I moved out. I did the same thing with my kids. When I had kids, if there was neighbours who had single parents and they had no one else to have dinner, they used to be invited up to the house.
Right.
The dim days as well. So
okay.
I still do it now, even though I'm single. My friends who are being invited, they're coming for Christmas dinner as well.
Okay, so you're having the Christmas dinner in the house anyway?
Oh, yeah.
And how many will be going?
Oh, I've invited 15 so far.
You've invited 15? And
yes.
What are you going to do if Tony Holohan says you can't have 15 people at your Christmas dinner?
I'll do my own thing. He can do his own thing.
Oh, okay, so that's it. You're doing it whether they like it or not. It's Christmas, and that's it. To hell with it.
These are single people and they wouldn't be able to cook a dinner. These are all...
Well, you could invite Tony over, I suppose. I don't think he'd go. Will you be watching the Late Late Toy Show tonight?
Oh no, I'm working tonight. It'll be recorded and I can watch it tomorrow or Sunday.
Alright, okay. Do you like Ryan Tuberty?
No comment.
Alright, happy Christmas, Imelda. Peter, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Peter? Peter, are you there?
Oh, jeez.
It's terrible, that, isn't it? You know, when they just disappear on me. Peter! Oh, sorry, Peter. Hello. How are you? There you are.
Ah, there he is.
Do you know what? I'm going to be completely honest here. Normally it's my fault, right? But I'm actually going to blame Aisling on this occasion because she did put up line 3 on my screen in front of me.
Yeah.
See, she's obsessed with Christmas. That's the problem with her.
I'm not known as Peter anymore. It's that man.
That man. Aisling. In future when Peter comes on, just put that man on the screen.
That man.
Yeah, so what does that man normally do for Christmas?
That man wakes up. Look, bright and early. Well, the wife does with the kids, and then I come down sleepy-eyed and see what Santa got them.
Yeah.
We all get dressed. head into the mother-in-law's for breakfast. Nice.
Where does the mother, does she live close by the mother-in-law?
No, she lives in the inner city.
Okay.
So I'll be breaking the 5 kilometre rule, not a bother.
Well, I think the 5 kilometre rule will be gone. I think that'll be gone from tonight, yeah. From tonight anyway. So more
and if
tonight.
It was 30 kilometres, I'd be breaking it too.
Oh, okay, because as far as you're concerned, that tradition to you, and that's an important visit that you'll be doing anyway. Tony
yeah,
Holohan or not.
That,
okay, okay.
After that, straight to the mother's for dinner.
Yep.
And there'll be about, I'd say, with all the kids and grandkids, I'd say there'd be about 30 people.
In the house?
In the house.
Now, you know, now I, by the way, I have an obligation to tell you that, you know, that's not going to be allowed under the guidelines.
And you know what Tony Holohan can do with his obligations?
I'd rather you didn't say it on daytime radio.
No, I'm a good man of the cloth. I wouldn't course you, know that.
Okay. Right, okay. So, in other words, you won't be, you know, you won't be observing the guidelines because as far as you're concerned, your Christmas tradition is more important for your family.
Now, Noel, what's more important is this society getting on with life? The amount, I don't want to put it down on that. Let's finish on a happy note.
Yeah.
The amount of people that have been affected by these people who are not being affected. No politician is losing out on a wage. These Netflix are all being paid.
Very good money. By the way, can I point out extremely good money?
Yeah. And so it's actually, what would you say? It's actually for their benefit to keep this going.
Well, I don't think they're intentionally keeping it going. Well, I would be in horror to think of something like that. But Peter, getting back to the Christmas tradition, will you watch the Late Late Show tonight?
The kids are going to force me to, even though I don't like.
I know it's like Marmite, isn't it? We want to hate it, but you just want to see it. You want to see it so you can slag it.
the kids love it.
I know the kids love it.
But the kids force.
The kids love it.
And if I could get Ryan Tuberty tinted glasses, that I didn't have to see him, and I could see the rest of the toy show, I'd be doing well.
Do you not like him? Do you know what? I'm not a huge fan of Ryan, generally speaking, right? But I think he does a good job of the toy show because he relates very well to the children. Unlike, do you remember Pat Kenny? God bless him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Pat was one of the best broadcasters in this country. But in saying that, the toy show just didn't suit him.
You can't beat the original. Gay Bourne, you cannot beat the original.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
He was the best.
You can't beat the original.
Yeah, he'll be sadly missed, poor old Gay.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah, but Ryan Tuberty, I don't like his cockiness and arrogance.
He's good with the kids.
Brilliant with the kids, but when it comes to society and things, everyday life, he's well out of touch.
Well, he's a bit of a. I suggest he may be a bit of a yes man when it comes to RTE. You know what I mean? But I mean that's his job, I suppose.
Sure, aren't they all?
Yeah, but listen, in relation to the toy show, so that kicks off the Christmas. Do you like Christmas music? Now you're going to hear a lot more of it on Classic Hits over the next 30 days or 21 days or whatever it is, 25 days.
Sure, I can't listen to Shane McGowan and Kirsty MacColl anymore. That's Chris. What the heck?
No, hang on. Classic Hits will be playing the original of it.
Is it fair play to you? Because I tell you one thing, what a society coming to. One of the greatest ever songs.
And I hope Classic Hits will have Baby It's Cold Outside in there too, because that was banned last year as well. Do you remember?
Oh, I don't believe you.
Lovely song.
Yeah.
But that was banned by the Virtue Signalers. But no, well, I think Classic Hits will be playing it. Don't you worry. We're not Virtue Signaling here in Classic Hits.
Yeah, because they're not paid for the stage.
That's probably it.
You know?
Absolutely. So, okay, so you're sticking with the tradition. Stay there, Peter. Let me go to Sean as well. Sean, how are you?
You all right? How's it going?
How's it going, Sean? All right?
All right. Yeah, no,
nice
we...
to see you, noise?
No, you know, it's not that accent. I made a mistake there. He's a scouser.
Oh, come on, the two.
What's he going to be doing at Christmas? What, I mean, is there any particular scouser traditions?
There is, but I didn't partake in them. It was usually burgling houses.
That's right, okay. Is there any other ones that we could talk about?
Don't say anything about the beans.
So you see, when we were kids over in England being brought up, right, we could get the Late Late Show as kids over there, right, but it wasn't on a Friday, it was on a Monday, and it was on Channel 4 in England.
I remember that, yeah. Channel 4 used to repeat the Late Late Show on a Monday night.
But it was heavily edited, you know, compared to, you know, what you'd see in Ireland. You know, if there was anybody political on, it was never on the English version of it.
Oh, okay.
But the Late Late Show always was. You know, now, this year, obviously because of COVID and the restrictions, we won't be going up to the grandparents, because usually it would be up to the grandparents, the wife would be there, there'd be a takeaway ordered, the kids would be filled with pizza and sweets, and they'd sit down and watch.
And how old are the grandparents, Sean?
They're in the 70s.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Well, that's obviously your own decision, that you believe there's a risk factor to that. That's fine, I understand that, and I respect that.
It's not just the risk, you know, because, you know, I do home deliveries, you know, so I'm just myself at risk every day as it is.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, but it would kill me to think I was asymptomatic.
I know, yeah, I get you. No, absolutely, and I understand why people might feel that way.
Respect for them as well, you know.
Yeah, okay, so what's the change this year then? So what are you going to do this year?
This year we'll probably be down in our house, you
okay.
know, before, you know, the telly will be the last thing that will go out the house, and the couch and stuff that will go over at Sunday.
Okay.
But kids will sit down, they'll get well into it, I'll probably sit there and just rip everything about it.
All right, okay. And will you manage to get everything in for Christmas Day into the new house?
Oh, Jesus, I hope so, yeah. It won't be... We'll try... You know what? You try your best. That's all you can do. You try your best.
Yeah.
And Christmas is for the kids. Now, they're not small anymore. The oldest is 17, the youngest is 11. You know, but it's still a family time, and, this, you know, you still like that surprise thing about
it. Oh, it is. And it is. And it is all about the kids. It's like, lads, I've got to go to break and gone way over time. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Thanks very much, lads. The number's 087-188-0008. Want to hear your Christmas tradition.
How are you, Niall?
How are you, Dave? How are you?
That's good. I'm good, thanks.
Good. Are you in the Christmas mode yet? And can you feel it coming into you? Can you feel it rushing through you?
I know you're going to hate me now, but I've the tree up for the last 2 weeks.
Good man. No, I'm not going to hate you. I'm not. You're absolutely right. I've done the same thing.
Yeah, well, I recently this year, I started studying from home. I started studying. I went back to college to study because I said, feck it, there's no better time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people needed something to look forward to this year. It's a particularly miserable year. So I think it's a good thing. And I encourage people to do it 2 or 3 weeks ago. Put the tree up.
Sure
put the lights up.
I'm almost 22 hours a day in the house. Jeez, I have to do something to break it up.
Yeah. I know. You feel like you're living in your job, isn't it? It's terrible.
It's a prison.
I only read an article this morning about people working from home and how, although it might suit everybody and it's a great thing to some degree, but you do feel like you're living in your job then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very hard to get away from it. Like.
Yeah, it's important, I think, and a good bit of advice is to always make sure you're working in a different part of the house that you're actually enjoying, if you know what I mean. So whatever part of the house you enjoy yourself in, like your telly or whatever, you make sure it's, if you can, separate that from your work and work somewhere else. But anyway, Dave, you're going to watch the toy show, are you?
Oh, of course, yes. One's getting a bit older and he will be excited, but he wouldn't see it. And then the younger one is 3, going on 4. And
okay.
She doesn't fully understand it, but when she sees it going on, you know, she'll love it.
And I'd say she's waiting, play patiently for Santa Claus. Is she into all that? Yet she has Santa Claus waiting for her? Good.
She's been singing Christmas songs for the last 2 weeks.
That's great, isn't it? You know, Christmas is about children. It really is about children. And it's about, I just think it's that whole change of heart, a time for giving, a time for sharing, mm-hmm. a time for being with other people. And, you know, I know Neffet are saying one thing and sure, everybody I'm listening to is saying something else. I think family is really important to Christmas.
Of course, yeah.
You know,
and it's the most important thing. And it's once a year when you really make the big effort to go around and meet them, everyone, and make sure you see them and make sure everyone's doing okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might see them again until the next year.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. Enjoy your Christmas. John, you're a classic. What am I? Somebody texts in and says, be kind and stop bashing the vulnerable. Will you give up? I don't bash any vulnerables. John, go ahead. You're
Hello.
A classic. John, what is your Christmas tradition?
Well, I said something happened to me Christmas week when I was 4 years of age, right? I was outside Roche Stores and the town was teeming now, right, with my mother who was talking to a friend of hers. And as kids do, like, you start fooling around and you're mingling with the crowd next and before you know it, you're lost, right?
Oh, God, that used to terrify me having children that I would lose them. Yeah, go on.
And a hand came out, which I thought was my mother's. And, like, everyone looks the same when you're 4 years of age and they all look giants. I went on a bus, I was looking out the window, halfway out to Douglas, the other suburb in Cork City, right? The woman looks at me, and I looked at her, and she screamed. She says, you're not my son. and I said,
you're kidnapped.
You're not my mother. There was massive tears and tantrums and whatever. The whole bus was looking. The conductor came up. The bus was stopped. Got off the bus, got on the bus, gone back into town. There was the woman inside. The girls were called. My mother was there. Her son was there. Everyone was reunited and everyone was everyone a happy Christmas.
So you were nearly kidnapped.
Mind you, John, if I took you,
I'd give you back as well, in fairness.
Misplaced, I said.
Well, aren't you glad that she gave you back again?
Well, I tell you something, I often thought maybe, obviously I look very like her son. Like, it was a better suburb. Maybe, who knows how things could have played out.
Yeah. Listen, John, have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope you're getting in the mood now, are you?
Oh, yeah, just about, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And you're looking for... Well, I know we're starting to play Christmas music here on Classic Hits too. We'll be ramping it up towards the Christmas. And it's another tradition as well to listen to Christmas music. Do you like Christmas music?
Yeah.
All right. John, happy Christmas to you. Have a nice day. Have a lovely weekend. A lovely. Have a lovely Christmas as well.